Hi, everybody. This is Empress Constance doing a very new podcast episode for the Cock Radio blog called Candid Chat. And each episode is going to include myself with one of the sexy ladies from LDW Enchantrix talking about some of your most favorite kink topics. And today I have with me none other than the sexy Empress Christine. Hi, Miss Christine.
Hey, how are you?
I am fantastic. How is your sexy self today?
I am doing good, doing good.
I'm really kind of excited about today's chat. It's my first one I'm doing, and we're talking about a subject that I really enjoy. Cock sucking.
One of my favorites. I swear I think I talk about that more than I talk about anything.
Well, it's a great topic to talk about, especially
absolutely.
In our world.
Absolutely, and it fits into so many other little kinks, you know, so it's a staple.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a staple.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it fits into so many different genres that we are experts on the phone with.
Right. The cuckolds, the cum eaters, you know, even guys that just want to be humiliated or, you know, see how, just be mean to me, mistress, make me do bad things.
Don't you just love those callers?
It's like, here's a cock, put it in your mouth, even strap on, you know, it just fits in so well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and it plays into the bi-curious guys. They'll sometimes call us and ask us to tell them what it's like. What's it like to suck a cock, mistress?
Oh, that's right. That is right. They start out wanting to talk about us doing it and fantasize about what it's like to watch a woman do it. And then the next thing you know, being the greedy little things that they are, they're on it themselves.
You are so right, because you can tell when you're on a call with someone, and we could be talking about a sissy or cuckolding, and you can tell the more you talk about cock sucking, the ones that are actually like a little bit jealous that you're the one that maybe is doing it, and you can, it's almost like if you were in the same room with him, how you would be able to see his reaction, and it's like an instinct, you know, uh-oh, this one wants to suck that cock.
Oh, yeah, you can hear the pout in their voice.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Or the little moans that they let out when you're like, oh, do you see that cock all wet? And they're like, oh, oh. You just know that they want to put their lips around it.
Or one of my favorites, yes, mistress, you know, I'll do anything you say. Not like they're begging you to tell them to.
Dead giveaways. Cocksuckers give away some, you know, like they say you have a tell when you're playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cocksuckers have a tell, too.
Yeah, that and the drool.
That and the drool. So tell me, you'd like to talk about cocksucking on the phone. Have you ever experienced anything in your everyday life?
Oh, of course, of course. I live a pretty open lifestyle. You know, most people know I have a long-term boyfriend, and he and I like to do a lot of outside-the-box things, I guess you'd say. We started out just going to swinger parties, and then we started doing some fetish stuff. And so I have done a lot of things with him and, you know, without him. And somewhere along the line, I got the reputation for being the sort of person that could, I think they think of me as somebody who can make things happen.
I know you to be a woman who can make things happen. So,
well, I pride myself on that, actually. And so just much like it happened on the phone, you know, word got around, I suppose. And I had, you know, sissy types and a few just random guys and some bisexual and some that are just little closet cocksuckers. And they just come to me and say, hey, can you help me out? And I say, well, that depends. And, you know, we see what can happen. I've even got a couple of friends who I've got one friend I've been friends with for a long time. She's a a tea girl, and I've recently met some people that she knows, but she's kind of special because she's very, very feminine. And I've actually encouraged her to help out with a cocksucker or two. So that's been a lot of fun.
Isn't it interesting that how some hardcore straight guys, like they're totally straight, totally straight, would never suck another guy's cock, but they would suck a transsexual's cock. There's something about the T-girls having the breasts and the feminine shape.
That's exactly it. As long as when they get down on their knees and they're right in front of that cock and they look up and they see titties, they're happy.
Isn't that amazing?
I think it's awesome.
I had a call like last week where the guy was like, was about cock sucking, of course. And then I said something about my boyfriend's cock, and he was like, no, I want to suck a she-male's cock. And I was like, oh, I see. I wouldn't suck just a guy's cock. And I was like, oh, I get it now. I get it. You need those boobies. You need that feminine smell. You need to feel the soft skin against you. But you do realize it's still a cock in your mouth, right?
Right. You know, I think it's like a cross, you know, for at least some guys, I think it's like the whole strap-on cock that you or I would wear, but it's just more real. You know,
and
for others, I think it's about, you know, her femininity in general. And, you know, sometimes I think that there's just something erotic about the, you know, the little bit of both in her. You know, she's just got the best of both worlds, I guess.
It's true. I've always said that about transgender girls. But they are definitely the both of best worlds. I have a very good friend of mine who's transgendered, drop-dead gorgeous. You would never be able to tell. The average person could never tell.
Oh, that's awesome.
But she's got the best of both worlds. Killer feminine body, feminine ways about her. She lives her life as a woman with a little extra bonus packet, so
that's
to speak.
That's right. That is right. You can't help but call her up when you have somebody you're working and think, you know, can't you just come over and let him suck?
It's perfect because, like you said, for the reluctant boys who are like, no, I don't, you know, you put a female in front of somebody who's kind of on the fence, who has expressed interest yet still can't actually do the act, you put a female in front of them and they're sucking in seconds.
That's right. That is exactly right. I would say the most popular thing I can offer either on the phone or in real life is when I offer to try to get my shemale friend or when I offer my own boyfriend's cock. There's just something about a cock that they know fucks me that they just go crazy for.
Oh, my goodness. That's a whole nother genre right there, isn't it? They
yes,
want they our men's cocks. What
yes,
is
they
it?
They do.
I've actually told a client once, stop being such a greedy little whore. He's my man.
That's exactly right. I think it's almost a form of worshiping us through the cock that belongs to our guy.
I could not agree with you more. That is so absolutely true.
I'm fascinated by it. I just crack up and, you know, and then you've got the guys who say they want to, and then they start, oh, I don't really want to. I don't want to do this. And they start getting all wimpy on you. And, of course, you know, I'm not really one to take no for an answer, you know.
Love that.
So I go, just go ahead. And then I'll even use that. I'll say, you know, that cock was just inside of me earlier today.
And then they're eager, aren't they?
Yes, all of a sudden they're like, they start to whimper a little, and you see that mouth open and then snap shut. I'm like, oh, come on. You know you want it. I didn't even put my hand on the back of their head and say, oh, come on now. It's time. That's about all it takes most of the time.
It's true. It's nice to know that you're not a woman who takes no for an answer.
Oh, no. I mean, where would dominant women be in life if they took no for an answer? Come on.
They certainly wouldn't be dominant now, would they?
Besides, how many men really mean no when they say it?
You know, growing up for years, you hear, you know, yes, no means yes when guys are talking about women. But I don't think a lot of people realize that the same exact thing holds true for men. Like, you bring up something kinky like cock sucking with somebody, and they're like, oh, no, 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 that's not for me. But if it were, what would you have me do? You know,
yeah.
No means yes. We know it.
I think the reason guys always thought that about women is because it's true about them.
True.
You know, so they just assumed it was true about us, but it really is because you mention it, and they're like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, oh, really? Well, okay, then. And I'm like, I'm just going to, you know, take my friend and move away. And they're like, well, but what would I have to do? And I know I've got him then.
When's the first time you ever had a man suck a cock for you?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. I think I was in my fourth year in college. Because I grew up in a pretty strict home, you know, girls, you have to be a good girl and find the right guy and all that business, you know. We were here in the South. So when
and look
I went
at
off,
you now. Look at you now.
No, I know. But when I went off to college, you know, I like most girls, I went pretty crazy, to be honest. And so I had had a few threesomes, and I figured out right off the bat I enjoyed the three-way with two guys and a girl. And everybody just assumed it's because I was getting all the attention. But I kept thinking, you know, like the guys would get close and brush each other, and I'd think, reach over there and grab it. And as I became more open and more confident in, you know, taking control of the situation, and quite frankly, I just got tired of waiting. I saw this guy that was watching me ride the other guy. And I saw the way he was looking, and I knew he wanted it. And so I just said, come here. Just come over here. And I started running my fingers through his hair, and I had him real close. And he was just staring, watching that cock slide in and out of me. And I slid right up and off, and then I just pushed down on his head a little. And he looked up at me, and I said, go ahead. I want to see you take it. And he did. He just opened his mouth and sucked it. And I was hooked.
Love that. Wow.
I was hooked. I was completely hooked. I was like, oh, yeah, I am doing that again.
Love it. And it's kind of funny because my first experience with having a man suck a cock for me was also during a threesome where it was two guys and me.
Mm-hmm.
Only we were playing a little bit of a game. Here's the thing. The guy that sucked his first real one for me, he loved strap-on play, so I knew he was pliable. I knew that he was willing to, you know, do whatever. He was down for anything.
Right.
But he always resisted when it came to the real thing. He thought strap-on was okay because it was me, but real guys would make him gay or something. Let's face it, he was bisexual to begin with.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to admit that.
Exactly. It's funny how guys don't want to admit that when all they need to do is admit that to us, and we're like, we're so all down for it. I'm like, you didn't have to hide that from me.
Exactly.
And we were playing. I had the strap on. He thought he was going to, we were doing a little blindfold game, you know. You know how it is if you blindfold somebody, the senses, all the other senses kind of heighten.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
He thought it was my strap on. And as soon as that cock entered his mouth, he realized that it was not my strap on. I whipped off the blindfold. His eyes were as big as saucers. But guess what? He didn't resist. He let out a little moan and started going to town on it.
He was too close to his deepest, darkest fantasies. He couldn't pull back at that point.
Right. And, of course, afterwards he could always say, well, I was tricked. I was tricked, really?
Right.
Because you sure didn't hesitate.
Oh, I've heard that one before. I was tricked. Whatever.
How do you trick somebody into sucking cock exactly?
I know. Because I'm thinking, can't you smell that muskiness of the male, you know? Feel that warm skin brush your lips before you open your mouth. Come on.
And there's such a difference between a strap-on, a toy, a dildo, compared to a real cock.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. They know.
Even the most realistic of dildos still cannot compare to the feeling of flesh pulsing and throbbing, because cocks, although they're hard, and you probably hear this too from clients who suck their first cocks and tell you about it, I was surprised it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be because it felt soft on my lips, and it's because, well, it's flesh.
Yeah, it's real skin. It's, you know, and it's not the skin on your arms even or your hand because it's protected skin, so it's nice and soft and supple.
Exactly. And
like a lady's body, yeah.
Exactly. Really, and a dildo, you know, although it is rigid and soft to the touch for the most part, it's still going to be a different sensation than the actual thing.
Right. Exactly. To me, a cock feels like something that's really, really hard with nice, soft, you know, a thick layer wrapped around it that's nice and soft and almost spongy. So it's like it's not hard until you press in so far. And they can't seem to replicate that with dildos for some reason. They can't get that sponginess just right, and they can't get that hardest steel almost in the center.
That's the perfect way of saying it, that sponginess. That's the
yeah.
perfect way of saying it to describe it.
Plus the warmth of it, you know. A cock is warm, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely different. But they know. Once they suck that first one, they always know. And they really never forget because, you know, they can – some people get afraid and they don't want to do it anymore, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then they come back 6 months later and they're like, okay, I can't take it. I've got to do it again. And I start talking about it and they start just telling me exactly what it's like. I'm like, you talk like you did it yesterday. They never forget.
I agree.
Of course, he might have done it yesterday and he's just not telling me.
That's true. But they typically like to brag about these things.
Yes, that's true. They can't help themselves, can they?
No, they can't. Now, have you had the clients who have sucked a cock for you or told you about their first time sucking a cock, but then turned away from it altogether only to come back to you and you remind them that in the beginning you told them, you're probably going to obsess about this. You're probably going to want another one. One is never going to do you. And sure enough, they come back to you, like you said, 6 months later,
mm-hmm.
and they're still thinking about it, reliving it, and wanting it.
Absolutely. I have encountered that before. They get nervous. They get afraid. they decide they don't want to do it anymore. They're like, oh, let's just talk about your strap-on. Let's just whatever. And, you know, after so much whining, I'll let them back down a little bit because I know they'll be back, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah. And, you know, there are other things I can have fun with. Plus, I like to sit and watch and see how long it takes them to give in to it.
Well, I always find it, you know, when somebody comes to me for cock sucking, I find it interesting that every time somebody comes to me with their cock sucking fantasy and they want to turn it into reality, you know, there's only so much I can do because I'm not holding his hand doing it, but I can have him practice on dildos and things of that nature to get him set up. And how I say to them, are you sure this is something you want to do? And they say, oh, yeah. I've been fantasizing about this forever, and I always give them the warning in the very beginning. You know, you're probably going to want to suck more cock. You're
mm-hmm.
probably going to suck that first cock, and then you won't be able to think about anything else but sucking cock. And sure as shit, it happens every time.
That's sort of like the disclaimer on the front of movies. You've been warned. You're going to want more.
And but, time and time again, it happens. I had a client who sucked his first one but got freaked out, right,
mm-hmm.
in the middle, came in his panties, ran out without finishing this poor guy someplace with blue balls, ran out, came back to tell me about it, and then proceeded to tell me, I want to go back. I need to go back. I'm not scared. I was just freaked out, but now I'm not, and I need it. And ever since then, he has been obsessed about going back.
I know that happens. I've got a guy who started and he was into it and he'd done it a few times here and there, but nothing really steady. And then he and I got to talking and I kept telling him, well, you've done it before. You know you love it. I don't understand what the problem is, you know. I mean, it just seemed so clear to me what needed to be done. And because he really did love it. It just, I think, it, like you said, it scared him a little. So then he was like, okay, you give me the order. And I'm like, well, you know, I want you to really want to do it because you've done this run back and forth thing. So you're going to tell me how bad you want it. And we just worked on that a while. And the next thing I know, he's like, guess what I did? And I'm like, what?
You love that?
Yeah, I went and sucked a cock. And I'm like,
they're
really?
They're so proud. They come running to us. Guess what I did? I finally did it, you know. And I don't know how you feel, but when I get those sort of IMs or emails, I'm as happy for them that they did it and thrilled that they went through with it.
Right. I couldn't be prouder if they called and said they got a promotion at work.
Exactly. It is. It's like one of those big moments in somebody's life, and I'm like, well, right on. I'm so proud of you. I knew you could do it. And then, of course, it was, how was it? Was it everything you thought it was going to be? Tell me every detail.
Did you gag on it, cocksucker?
Do you have any advice for those guys who have a very sensitive gag reflex?
Oh, you know what? It takes practice. I mean, seriously. You know, everybody, I mean, well, maybe not everybody, but most people gag to start with. You know, you just have to, you know, hope you have somebody that is going to relax and let you do your thing and just take your time and, you know, let your throat relax. And once you get it in there, it'll be easier the next time. And it takes practice. You need to be patient. Let your throat adjust, let it relax, and then do it often.
Yeah.
You know?
I do a lot of dildo practicing leading up to an actual cock sucking.
In fact, you know, that's really the best idea, because sometimes you get in there with a guy and he gets really excited and he might start trying to pump their face a little. So it's really better to practice with a dildo a little bit.
So you at least know what to expect, you know, and I always increase the intensity as well with dildo practice.
Exactly.
You know, do it faster as if he's fucking your mouth, you know, those sort of things.
Yeah, because they start kind of, they'll hold it and they'll move they literally, you know, if you're watching them on webcam, they move their head back and forth. And then you say, no, now hold your head still and use your hand and pump it in your mouth. You know, try to get it from both angles. Try to really see what you're getting yourself into here.
And don't you find it amazing that some people don't even understand that cock sucking actually means sucking. Like, they say women, you know, guys will complain that a woman doesn't know how to give a good blowjob or what have you. But, you know, the best blowjobs are done when you're actually wrapping your lips around tight and sucking, not just sliding it in and out and practically jerking it off in your mouth. I think there's a difference.
Well, yes, and I think it takes really a combination. You don't want to do the same thing the whole time. You want to stroke it with your lips. You want to lick the cock, lick down the shaft, lick the head. You want to suck. You know, you want to change it up some.
Right. And you have to pay attention to your partner, just like if you're with a woman and you're giving her oral sex and she's moaning and groaning at certain spots. Same thing with guys. They'll let out a moan. You'll feel their dick pulse. You'll feel some sort of sign saying, that's it. Do that. Right there. Right there.
Right. They'll let you know when you hit the spot. And everybody has their own little quirks, their own little spots, if you will. But what you said a while ago about, you know, a lot of people think women don't suck cock well. You know, I'm going to have to kind of agree with that statement. I know there are a lot of women who are very good at it. There are women who enjoy it, but I do think that a greedy little cocksucker, a male who wants to have a dick down their throat, I think they do make the best cocksuckers.
I agree. I agree because they've been fantasizing, thinking, practicing, masturbating to the thoughts of it for so long that when they finally do open their cocksucker door and walk through it, mm-hmm. they are the most natural, excited, you know, they're enthusiastic about it.
Right.
Some women do it just because they feel like, I got to do it. And some women refuse to do it altogether.
And some women are just doing it as a, you know, I'm going to be sexy for him and do this, and then he's going to do me, and then, you know, whatever. And then, you know, like I said, I know there are women who do like to. I'm not saying, you know, I don't want people sending us comments and I even going, hey, how dare you, my wife, you know, whatever.
No, I'm one of those women. I enjoy oral sex, whether it's giving or receiving.
I do too, and I'll tell you what else. like most men, I enjoy sucking a big cock. It is more fun. It's like a challenge almost. You know, you see a nice big one, you think, I'm going to suck that one myself.
Exactly. And, you know, we have our mutual friend over on Twitter whose
uh-huh.
wife will never suck his cock. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's always like, please, somebody tell my wife I need a blowjob.
She's not going to listen to us.
I actually feel bad for him. I actually feel like saying, you know, maybe you ought to go to, you know, a sissy or a glory hole or something. Maybe you ought to look into alternatives because it's something that he desperately misses in his life,
mm-hmm.
but that his wonderful wife on every other aspect
right.
isn't into.
That's the one thing, yeah. I mean, you know, they, from my understanding, they have a great sex life. That's just something she's not into. And I think I did even suggest to him one night that he get another guy to do it. I said, she might not be as mad if it's a guy. He said, have you lost your mind?
he's very funny, but he's very desperate to have his cock sucked, I'll tell you that.
I know. And I said, seriously, there are guys out there that are just dying to suck another man's cock. You don't know. I know them. I know most of them.
Right.
So, you know, who knows? He might come up on the market someday, and we might be able to send somebody his way.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Either that or we can pass around the collection plate and get him a fleshlight.
But then he can't hide it. Where's he going to hide it? He doesn't
right.
even have time in the day to master it. Poor guy, you know?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I think he does have time to masturbate. I think he does it at work.
He does a lot of that, doesn't he?
He does. He's a horn dog.
And we love our horn dogs around here, don't
we?
Yes, we do. Now, do you ever write about, why am I asking you, do you ever write about cocksucking? I read your blogs. You write about cocksucking a lot on your blog.
You know what? In fact, I have two blogs, and one of them is pretty much dedicated to that. I decided to go at an angle where I could talk about, you know, guys that suck cock a lot and guys who are reluctant or, you know, a little nervous about actually taking that step. So I was able to get the site is straightguyssuckingcock.com.
Love it.
And those posts are all about sucking cock, eating cum, some anal play, strap-on play. You know, so it's not all cock sucking. There's some strap-on talk there and some humiliation stuff. Sometimes I play around with the sissies. You know, I try to spread it out where it's – but it's all sort of revolved around bisexual activities.
Right.
And then, of course, my original blog is mistressphonesexcalls.com.
And you talk about it on there, too, don't you?
I try to talk about a little bit of everything there. My take on it is to blog about the things that I talk about on the phone the most, to just sort of show my style. You know,
yeah.
we have a lot of guys that IM us and email us and things like that before calls to find out if we're, first of all, into their fantasy and you know, just see if we're a good fit. And I think things like that help them out a little bit. After they read it and listen to a few audios, they think, you know, she's kind of, you know, she might be a good matchup for me. Or, you know, I don't think she's the one. And keep looking. And I think that helps them out a little bit. So I try to be true to what I enjoy talking about the most so they get a real taste of, you know, it's not such a surprise. I like to save the surprises for the blindfolds.
Well, I think it's a perfect thing. So if those reluctant cocksuckers are out there listening to us, or those just right on the edge of exploring their cocksucking fantasies, and even those who have sucked cock can always go to your blogs and read
right.
about it and read about other people's experiences, the way you think about it, the way you feel about it.
Whether it's a get to know or just a little masturbation reference material, something to read while you're jacking off. You know, hey, it's
now,
all good. It's
does
all
this
good.
Happen to you, like you write a blog about a cocksucker or cum eater, and then you find like your next five calls are about cocksucking or cum eating?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I wrote a cum eating blog one time, and I did, I think I wound up doing 5 calls that night, and 4 of them were about cum eating. And
yeah.
I was like, this is unreal.
It's amazing because I did a blog about cum eating, and I posted the blog before I logged in for calls, and every call I got that day was because of my cum eating blog, and I was like, damn, I'm loving this. Like, you're giving me more, and I'm loving talking about this. Because, like you, I write about things that I enjoy to talk about
mm-hmm.
and things that I can, you know, identify with and things that I may have done in my personal life that, you know, I have a little experience with. So.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. It's just a, I think most blog posts are probably little teasers. I try to do, you know, besides just talking, and sometimes I'm telling people secrets, not really secrets, you know, I always have permission, of course, but, you know, telling about things that others have done. And, you know, sometimes I try to, if I think of or hear about, because I'll totally rip somebody off, a neat game, a stroking game or cum eating game or something, I'll throw it up there. And to me, it like kind of gets things started. And, you know, if they want to use it, and, you know, some of our poor little guys are just such quick draws and get carried away and lose the load before they get to us. But, you know, that's okay, too. That's all right, too. I'll punish you next time.
We do understand that sometimes what we write and even our erotic audios that we do, sometimes it's just a little bit too much for some of these
right.
fat fellas.
That's right. We talk like this 24/7. And sometimes we forget that not everybody talks like this all day long. So, you know, but hey, it's all right. If they're really that quick, I'm going to have fun with them later anyway. You know?
Exactly. We have our ways, don't we?
That's right. I'm going to get to laugh at you until my side is splitting.
Now, do you find all cocksuckers also want to eat the cum?
Most do. You find very few who don't want to eat it. You know, and then you get this, there's a little small group of guys who have a fascination with having it just squirted all over them.
Yeah.
To the point that they won't even eat it because, you know, any cocksucker who, you know, eats cum, if the guy pulls back and just gets one or two good shots, you know, there's going to be some on the face. But they're like, cover my face in it. And they'll say, I'm going to let it dry, mistress, and peel it off tomorrow.
I've sent people to work with cum on their face.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in my game.
I like to tell them if they get lucky enough to get a facial at the adult bookstore to make sure they stop by the convenience store and pick up, you know, a soda, pack of smokes, whatever. So the girl at the counter will be like, oh, my God, is that what I think it is? Yes, it is. And I always tell them, you know, they know what that smell, I mean, you know, a grown woman knows what that is. But, yeah, you know, I think most of them do like to eat it at least most of the time. And then you got some of the greedy ones that want to eat every load. You know, even if it's not shot in their mouth.
It's
like,
always fascinating, those greedy cocksuckers, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got guys that come in for cum eating, and they want to suck cock, or maybe they do sometimes, but they, you know, can't always go. And, of course, they'll eat their own cum for us on the call. And sometimes they'll save it up and get a couple of loads, and they just eat that stuff right up. They'll say, what can I do with it? And I'll try to think of the nastiest, craziest thing I can think of for them to do with it, and they'll do it. Some of them are just hardcore cum eaters.
Yeah.
They're as addicted as any drug, you know,
like
drug addict.
Cum drug.
Yeah, it's the cum drug. Exactly. I love that. Cum drug.
So if a new person was looking for a mistress who could be a little bit stern, yet still have their soft side, would they come to you for cocksucking?
Absolutely. I think so. You know, as far as being stern or being sensual, I think I'm sensual by nature, but again, I'm not the type of person that takes no for an answer, and I, you know, I'm like any other mistress. I expect to get my way. So I do get strict if I feel like I need to. And sometimes when you connect with certain people, something about the way you rub each other, it just brings out my more bitchy side.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So that's why I think I really truly am both, because, you know, if we get on the phone and I start sensing right off the bat that you just need a good dressing down, I'm going to give it to you because it's just going to come out of me.
I'm not so hot about you. My goodness.
Thank you.
Well, we have people that come to us with goals, and they say, you know, my goal is that I want to become, you know, a complete sissy or a complete cocksucking slut. You know, it's part of our duty to have to put our foot down sometimes, because that's the goal they came to you with originally. So you've set on this path, and a lot of times, I don't know about you, but with me, I set out on this path with here's the training and here's the talk about it, here's the ideas of how you can achieve your goals, and I have to put my foot down when they're wavering.
You do, and you know, they're like the unmature mind. You know, sometimes you have to cultivate it a little bit, and, you know, sort of, it's like growing something. You have to work it and prune away the bad leaves to get the plant just like you want it. And I think a lot of these guys are a lot like that. We have to work them a little bit and prune away certain parts. And
I think they appreciate that about us, that we will stick with it. Make them follow their goals. This is your goal, remember? Not mine, yours.
That's exactly right. Even if we set it for them, we set it for them. I mean, I'm certainly not going to do all that.
Right.
I said, you had to go suck 10 dicks. I'm not doing it.
Okay, let's hear your honest opinion. Do you think a guy who sucks a cock is gay?
Oh, that's a tough one. Typically, yes. You know, if you're a cocksucker, you're a faggot.
Okay.
But I believe, I'm a firm believer in bisexuality. So it is possible that the guy is simply bi. He likes women and men. And, you know, I know there's some people who don't agree with that, but I do. I think there are some men who do genuinely love both.
I agree. You know, I always define it like this. Cocksucking may not necessarily make you gay, but it most certainly makes you bisexual.
Right.
And
because you don't, these guys who say, I just want to suck a cock just for the hell of it, just to try it. No, that's not true. That's not true. You want it, and you know you do.
Exactly. And to be gay is to mean you're in love with the other gender. So
right.
If you can't see yourself holding hands, going to a movie, making out, touching your bodies against each other, if that part doesn't appeal to you and all you want is the cock and the sex, well, then you're bisexual. You're not gay.
Right. I agree with that. Being gay is about the emotion. And, you know, although I might use that word when I'm talking to someone, you're absolutely right about that.
Well, we have those humiliation sluts that want you to say it to them.
They want you to say a lot more than that. And I don't mind calling names. I do not mind calling you names.
Not at all.
Just whatever comes to my mind, you know?
Love that about you.
Never know what might pop up in my brain.
That's the beauty of us, that we can come up with these things, and you're going to get a genuine response and not a scripted answer or a scripted scenario. It's genuine. It's real. It's something we enjoy doing and talking about.
I couldn't agree more. I think that you're right. It does show the genuineness, because if you're truly interested, things like that pop up. If you're not, you'll be like, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? You know, your mind's going to be in 100 other places, you know. But that's not the way it works, because, you know, I think we all just really want to encourage guys to really go for those goals, especially if it's going to amuse us, because then, you know, we're both getting what we want out of the deal.
Absolutely. And I think having us to call and to talk to and to even live out fantasies is very healthy. I think spending, you know, and you have those clients that have spent all their life in the closet, all their life hiding their feelings, and now they're in their mid-50s and feeling miserable because they never experienced things that they wanted to. Having us to help them experience, and we're not going to put anybody in danger. We're not going to tell, you know,
right,
that he's doing illegal and stupid things.
That's exactly right.
It helps them to open up a part of them that they've kept hidden inside that they never dared discuss with anybody. I'm always so honored when somebody says, you know, I've spent all my life keeping in my desire to suck cock, but with you, I can talk about it, we can fantasize about it, and I'm getting closer to actually doing it just because you're helping me.
I can't believe the trust myself, because I've had guys say that to me, and I think, you know, I'm surprised you trusted me. I mean, you know, we're strangers, so I don't really know, you know, who you are. It's not like your secret's not safe, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. It's not just the thought that somebody might tell your secret. Just sharing it is really hard for some people, and it is very flattering that they trust us with it.
Absolutely, and I think for you, I mean, I know you well enough to know that I could trust you with my deepest, darkest secrets because we've had a call together, we've spent time together, we've been working together for several years now. But I think that your personality also comes across to them as, you know, you are someone who is free-thinking, open-minded, and unless they're calling you to be judged by you, pretty much you're not going to judge anybody. In fact, you're going to encourage them to be who they are. And I think whether you realize it or not, your personality does lend to that. Now, it also lends to that you're not taking any crap.
Right.
We all know that about Miss Christine, that's for sure.
Right. But, you know, I find that, you know, you don't really have to scream and yell at somebody to get your way with them. A lot of times when you just walk in the room and you look at them and, you know, you state what you want and sit down and you have that air of confidence, people know, you know, she's not going to take any crap.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to cater to what she wants or there's not going to be a play here. And I think that comes across when we talk to people as well. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm as genuine, you know, I'm myself all the time. I don't put on airs. If I sat here and told you a bunch of crap, I'd forget what I told you, you know. So it's easier for me to just be myself than the hell with it.
I love that. It's so true, though.
Yeah, absolutely. This is who I am. You know, you get what you see is what you get. And I think a lot of people realize that after we've talked for a while. I do think that we should mention, it occurred to me a minute ago with something you said, that there is a small group of men who fantasize about sucking cock, and they truly, really don't want to actually go and do it. You know, there may be a small part of them deep down inside that does, but it's not strong enough to make them go and do it. You know, whatever their issues are in their normal life, their vanilla life, that whatever those are, they're strong enough to keep them from bridging over. But they do like to call us once in a while and have that hot fantasy where we talk about it, and it's just a fantasy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, if for anybody who might listen to this and think, you know, well, these women only want to talk to somebody that will really go suck a cock, that's not true, because there are guys that, you know, they after every call we do, no matter how realistic the talk is, how much it sounds like this is something he's really going to do, you know, when it's all said and done and he's, you know, finished up, had his release, he'll say something like, you know, this is all just a fantasy, right? And I say, of course it is, darling. And I think if he ever does get ready to jump, he's going to call me so quick my head's going to spin.
Exactly. And it's true. It's just like any fantasy that we talk about. It's not the same for everybody. And we're not saying anybody that calls us for a cock-sucking fantasy is going to have to eventually go out and suck cock. No.
Right.
We only help those guys go out and suck cock who come to us wanting this or have expressed a desire to do it. We don't turn every fantasy into reality. And
you're right. You know, you and I,
we can't make them do anything.
Exactly. And honestly, straight up, I don't know that I'd really want to. You know, when I say I make somebody do something, they're right there on the edge, and they're waiting on me to push them.
Right.
And you and I both touched on this in this conversation. A lot of guys will go off and say, okay, I'm not ready, I'm not doing this, or I'm not going to do this, and we'll back off and we'll wait because we know they're coming around. And that's part of what we do. We, you know, we don't just facilitate these things, but we know when and how. It's like dancing. You have to know, you know, you can't dance three steps ahead of your partner. You know, you have to move along at the right pace, and it's not going to be the same with this person as it is with that. And, you know, some people never want to take it out of the fantasy realm, and that's fine.
Right. And, well, the thing about us is we're professionals, so we know the difference between someone who just wants fantasy, someone who wants something real, someone who's a genuine bisexual cocksucker. We're professionals at what we do, and we can tell the difference. We can, over the course of talking to somebody, you know, we can tell whether or not somebody's really into this, whether it's just a fantasy that they like to explore, and even if they swear to God they want to do it, you still know, as a professional, you're like, he's never going to do it,
yeah.
And that's okay. But
that's
still talk to him about doing it.
Yeah. I'm still going to give you a little nudge, and I, you know, I'm probably even going to try to talk you into it a little bit.
Exactly.
But you know, I'm a pretty good, you know, when I walk outside and go to the pool, I stick my toe down there and see how cold that water is before I jump in.
Right.
You know, that's the way I do this. I test the water. You know, I read the signs. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I guess you really like those cocksuckers, don't you?
You know, they seem to be drawn to me. I like doing a lot of different kinds of calls, and I like doing a lot of different kinks when I play, but I draw the cocksuckers. I really do. I don't know what it is. They just want to suck cock for me, and I just want them to.
Well, after talking to you, I can see exactly why somebody would come to you with their cocksucking fantasy.
Thank you.
So do you have any important things coming up or any news coming up for any of the listeners?
Absolutely. It is April 2013, for those of you who might listen to this a long time from now. And April is a big, big month for me. It is my anniversary month with LDW. It is my birthday month. And I am going to do my Featured Mistress Day this year on April the 12th. That's Friday. I'm going to be available definitely 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then again 6 p.m. to midnight, and that's all Eastern Standard Time. You know, if anyone needs an appointment, if they'll email me, you know, I'll see what I can do about working something out.
And what is your email address?
It is Christine@EnchantrixEmpire.com.
Very nice. And when is your birthday?
April the 10th, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, so don't ask.
No, I'm not going to ask you that. But at least now all the listeners know that just a couple days before your Mistress Day is your birthday.
That is right. I figured I'd put it right there close to my birthday, and then, you know, there'd just be plenty to celebrate. You know, we can, whether they want to call and talk about worshiping me for my birthday or if they want to suck a cock for me or, you know.
And for those who don't know, the Featured Mistress Day, they get a 10-minute free call with the lady
right.
of the day.
Right.
As long as they've called somebody before in our service, as long as they've used our service before, they
right.
get that 10-minute free call.
They have to have called before, and it doesn't have to have been with me. They just have to have called before. They get that free 10 minutes that, you know, they can extend it and keep talking, and, you know, however long they talk, 10 minutes of that they won't have to actually pay for. Or, you know, we were talking earlier about the quick draw guys. If, you know, they get on the phone with me and go, ooh, wee-wee squirt. Well, no, okay. It's your 10 minutes.
Oh, that's so true, and they're so humorous.
I've got a little bit, too. I say that, too. So that was a throw-in for him.
With the wee-wee squirt guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we all love the little wee-wee squirt guy, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, I love it. So I want to thank you, Christine, for doing this very candid chat about cocksuckers. And could you just give everybody the links to your blog again?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And you guys can find me at mistressphonesexcalls.com or at straightguyssuckingcock.com.
And what is your basic availability for taking calls?
I'm usually on from 8 a.m. in the morning until 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And then I hop back on at 8 o'clock at night and stay on till about midnight. And that's all Eastern time. And I do take off Wednesdays, and it's a little hard to get me on Wednesday. I, you know, try to have a life.
And if do you take appointments if somebody wanted to set up a special time with you?
I do. It's best to email me, you know, at least several hours ahead, because if you email me and say, can I have an appointment in an hour? Well, if I'm not around, chances are I'm not going to see that email in an hour. So try to keep that in mind. But, again, the email is christine@enchantrixempire.com. And then they can always IM me at empress.christine on Yahoo.
Fantastic. Do you also offer Skype calls and sexy texting?
I do. I do the Skype and the sexy texting. And my Skype is empress.christine, although I'm not always logged in there. A lot of times I won't log in until I actually get the call because, you know, random people will just start trying to call you while you're on a telephone call. And so
I agree. Yeah. I do the same thing.
So I'll hop off and forget to hop on. So, you know, but if you IM me on Yahoo, you can get me and then I'll hop in there. So that usually works pretty well. Or, of course, they can send an email if they don't like Yahoo. So.
Fantastic.
But I do. Yeah, absolutely.
So all the cocksuckers and all the other naughty boys and girls will know exactly how to find you and get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Those cocksuckers can get on Skype and suck a dildo for me, and I can give them tips, and then we'll get them ready to go out in the world and face the real dick.
Ooh, I love it, love it, love it.